It's been a long time coming, but today is the day. That's right, today's launch day. Are you ready?
Let's go!
Hello and welcome to a very special Monday edition of the Brand New You Show, or as I like to call it, Launch Day. Since I spent last week's regular show explaining the principles behind the book Career Cred, I won't do that again today. Instead, today's show is going to be all about gratitude. Because the book, frankly, could not have been written without the guests that I have on this show sharing their wisdom, and of course, without you listening each and every week, giving me the motivation and inspiration to continue. As I reflect back on writing this book, I realize that no good work can be done in a vacuum, and that all great works come via teamwork. With that in mind, I want to take a few minutes to thank the team who contributed to the book, because they are all, frankly, vastly smarter than I am. I just happen to have the fortunate pleasure to meet them all using the methods that I talk about and describe in the book. Networking, specifically, which is the focus of the engage step in the DICE process, had the greatest impact on this book. And when you read the engage section, my hope is that you'll understand how building and maintaining a network of like-minded friends, whether in real life or virtually, can and will impact your life's path as well as your careers. The truth is, I can't thank every single person who contributed in some way to the creation of this book. If I tried, it would probably become a book in and of itself. So for those who have contributed, whether directly or indirectly, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Your gifts of knowledge, wisdom, kindness, and graciousness will not be forgotten. And this includes listeners to this podcast like Bill, Audra, and Coach Head, and of course, you listening right now. I want to say thanks to all my guests. When I started this podcast, I had a microphone, a computer, and the encouragement of others to get started, but I basically had no audience and really no clue what I was doing. This means that many of you, especially in the beginning, put your faith in a podcasting newbie, and for that, I will be forever grateful. Thank you for placing more value on getting your message out to help more people than on statistics like downloads or subscribers. Speaking of which, if you haven't taken the time yet to leave a rating and review for this show, I would greatly appreciate it. I want to say thank you also to my mastermind partners, Dustin Hartzler, Steve Stewart, Joseph Nicoletti, Brandon Heavey, Michael Farron, and Dr. Ryan Gray. Your sometimes brutal honesty has not only shaped my business, but it has also helped to shape who I've become. And I know it's taken me a while to get here, but I'm finally starting to get it. Masterminds, by the way, are fantastic vehicles to expand your knowledge and solidify your thought processes. They are a great way to help you get your side business started right, and I highly recommend joining one if you can. If you want to learn more about masterminds, head on back into the archives and listen to the show titled Masterminds. As you'd imagine, I have quoted several guests in the book. All of the quotes in the book come directly from our conversations on the podcast. So if you hear a name that I'm about ready to say, but you've yet to listen to their show, I definitely recommend heading back and checking them out. So to Mark Babbitt, Madeline Sklar, Dory Clark, Shane Purnell, Katrina Collier, Maria Elena Duran, Claudia Altucher, Richard Kirby, Hannah Morgan, Don Orlando, Trevor Young, Sabrina Clark, Jane Anderson, Kylie Chown, Taylor Pearson, Michelle Robbins, Todd Lohenry, Mark Miller, Mark Anthony Dyson, Lisa Cummins, Matthew Kapala, and Tim Samir. Thank you, one and all. Your experiences, insights, graciousness has challenged me and helped me form many of the principles discussed in the book. And to Toy Sweeney and David Fisher, I'm not really sure, frankly, if I could have made it through this process without your constant poking and prodding from both of you. And I say that, of course, in a good way. Thank you both for your tweets, your texts, your words of encouragement as I went through this process. Writing a book, as you both know, is hard. You two made it easier. And by the way, for those of you listening, both David and Toy have books that we'll be releasing within the next couple of months, so keep your eyes open for them. Of course, a special thanks to my wife, Kate Roden. Your support and ability to put my kind of free spirit and idiosyncrasies, if you will, as long as my experiments over the years, more than anything else has allowed me to become the person, husband, and father that I am today, even if you won't let me have a drone. And finally, to my boys, Noah and Seth, I've tried to show you by example over the years that you don't need to follow the conventional career path. You can instead make your own. This book is my example of that non-traditional path, as well as, honestly, a roadmap that you can use to help you get there as well, even if the book is over 100 pages. So I'll close out today's show with a humble request. for those of you who are still listening anyway. And if you are, thank you. I would be grateful if you would consider heading on over to Amazon today and picking up a copy of the book. The Kindle version has a special launch day price of just 99 cents, which won't last until the next show for this podcast releases. And of course, after you've had a chance to review the book, if you could head back to Amazon and leave a rating and review, that would be awesome as well. If enough of you listening to the show do this today, we might just hit the bestseller list together. Oh, and one last thing. Remember that vlog that I mentioned in last week's show? Well, I started one. You can check it out and subscribe at careercred.tv. That's careercred, cred with a K, R-E-D.tv. Thanks for listening to this special launch day edition. Don't forget to head out and pick up a copy of the book. And until Thursday when we meet again, I've been Ryan, and I'm out.